Okay, we're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay of Maseches Yoma. So the Mishnah says as follows, continuing and discussing what happens before Yom Kippur. So we're now on the day before Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah says as follows, Misaruhu Ziknei Vesin LaZiknei Kahuna. On the day before Yom Kippur, the Ziknei Vesin, the elders of the court, they would hand him over to the elders of the Kohanim, to the Ziknei Kahuna. They would, I guess, they would teach him things that the Ziknei Basin did not already teach him. V'he'eluhu la'aliyas beis avtinas. So the following was the procedure of how the handing over went. So the elders of the court would bring him up to the upper chamber in the temple courtyard, and that was called the Beit Avtinas, the house of Avtinas. That's where the Ketores was stored. That's seemingly what the Ziknei Kahuna were going to be teaching him about. V'hishbi'uhu v'niftaru v'halchu lahem. And they would make this Kohen, the Ziknei Basin, they would make the Kohen swear that essentially he wouldn't offer this Ketores like the way that the Tzedukim used to do it. And then they would leave the Kohen Gadol and go away. So that, because they didn't want to embarrass the Kohen Gadol. What does this mean exactly? V'amru lo, they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Mr. Kohen Gadol, sir, Anu Shluchei Basin, we are shluchim of the court. We are messengers, emissaries of the court, and therefore we are forcing you to swear. V'yata shluchenu shliach beisdin, and you are our emissary and the emissary of the court. So therefore, by saying this, they're essentially telling the Kohen Gadol that even if you want to try to reinterpret what we're saying, that you are our messenger, and therefore you can only essentially interpret it the way that we and the way that the court wants to interpret it. So even if he is trying to have something else in mind, try to reinterpret the words that he says, he can't because he is their messenger, and therefore he has to interpret it in the way that they are intending. So they would say, Mashbi'an anu alecha b'misha shikin shimo v'abayas hazeh. They would say, we impose an oath upon you by he who made his name dwell in this temple, right, in God's name. That you will not deviate, that you will not change from all that we have told you regarding the service in the temple. And then the Kohen Gadol, he would say, Amen. And then at this point, they would essentially leave, because why? Who? The Kohen Gadol would turn aside and he would cry. Why would he cry? Because he was being suspected of being a Tzeduki. That's why he had to make this oath. And they would turn aside and they would leave and they would cry for having suspected him for such a terrible thing. They suspected him of being Tzeduki. Again, it seemingly wasn't specifically to this guy because they did this for everyone, but nonetheless, every time they did it for a new person, it was an implication that they expected that he was a Tzeduki. Okay, Mishnah Vav deals with the case of when the Kohen Gadol was staying up all night. So the Kohen Gadol would always stay up all night, as we said before. And how this Mishnah deals with how the Kohen Gadol would actually stay awake. So Im Hayah Chacham, says the Mishnah, if he was a big Chacham, if he was a huge Torah scholar, Doresh, he would give a drash, he would speak the entire night to so that he wouldn't fall asleep because he would be teaching. V'im La, but let's say he wasn't such a big Chacham, he wasn't such a big scholar, so Talmidei Chachamim Dorshin Lefanav, and he was able to follow a lecture nonetheless, so Talmidei Chachamim, they would come give him a drasha. The im regular cross, but let's say he couldn't do that, and he was accustomed to he usually read the books of scripture and the like. Kore, he would read them. The im lav, but if he normally didn't even do that, he wasn't able to do that. Korin the funav, then others would read before him. Uvamek korin the funav. So what in the world did they read him to read to him to keep him in? Be Eov uva Ezra uva Divrei Hayamim. They would read to him from the books of Eov, Ezra, and Divrei Hayamim. Why? Because they are considered to be interesting books, and they would essentially be able to keep the Kohen Gadol awake. Even if he wasn't so learned, he'd be able to stay awake because they're just good stories. Zechariah ben Kvutal Omer, a person by the name of Zechariah ben Kvutal says, Pamim harbei karisi lefanav b'Daniel. This important person of Zechariah ben Kvutal says that he evidently would read before the Kohen Gadol. What would he read? He would read. He said there were many times that I read to the Kohen Gadol from the book of Daniel, which essentially saying it also contains some interesting things, so that would keep them awake as well. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. For now, we will stop right here.